We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Put a poll up at the beginning of the NBA Finals. Who are you rooting for? You can vote today. Same question at 105.7 FM The Fan. At the beginning of the Finals, it was 75% Raptors, 25% Warriors. Well, a lot's happened since then. The Raptors have continued to beat the Warriors in the same way they beat the Bucks. The same guys that you've been mad at for overperforming continue to overperform. Fred VanVleet is like the best shooter of all time still, somehow. Kyle Lowry has shed the bad playoff experience moniker that he's got. And Eric Bledsoe could learn a thing or two from that. I think that should be his first call afterwards. Now we put the poll up. Kevin Durant hurt, maybe some sympathy. You saw the Raptors fans cheering that. Who are you rooting for in the NBA Finals? 68% of you have switched over. You now say the Warriors. 32 say the Raptors. You're obviously rooting for the Raptors. You bet me.
Yes. Otherwise, that's only for betting purposes. I want the Raptors to win. At the end of the day, really, it doesn't matter to me who wins. I'm enjoying the series. I'm enjoying the. Just watching the series, and to see Golden State go down, that doesn't matter to me. The bottom, it always matters to me how my team does at the end of the day. And yeah, of course, I'm disappointed our team's not in the NBA Finals once again this year. But I'm still gonna enjoy the basketball. I enjoyed watching the series so far.
Gary tweets in and says, "There is no way I will root for that classless fan base in Toronto." Yeah. What he means by that is this.
Durant goes to work. Ball knocked away. Oh. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off. Uh-oh. On the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
It's not good.
Timeout Warriors. Kevin Durant gets up and he is limping badly. And people are cheering. Really?
Oh.
That's what you're doing?
They were cheering at first, and if you see video, I retweeted some of the scene of Jurassic Park. Everybody was cheering, and obviously the Toronto fans were so close to a championship that they put that over the health of this guy, and these are humans. I know they make an exorbitant amount of money, and I know that we sometimes treat them like we're going to the zoo and watching animals through a cage. I mean, that's what they've said this week. Even when you go to baseball, you go to football, I mean, mm-hmm. It's like, you perform for me. You know, it's what it's like. But these guys are humans.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I don't look at it like, hey, I mean, they're in a performance industry. Just like when we go to a concert and we watch, somebody at Fiserv Forum or at Summerfest. Same thing. We're asking them to perform. These guys are in a perform. People ask us to perform. You know, we're in a performance industry, so getting paid money to do a job.
Yeah, but like, if I lost my voice, is the audience going to cheer?
No, no, that's wrong. No, that part is awful. It's awful. And I would think that wouldn't happen here. I don't know. I don't remember it ever happening. I don't think that ever happened here. But it would be wrong.
I've seen a lot of any fan base would have done this. I don't necessarily agree with that.
No, no. Like I said, I'm trying to remember a guy, getting hit with a pitch or whatever, or going down with an injury where fans have cheered here in the state.
What typically happens? Big hit in football, or if you think of a collision in baseball, the crowd goes silent.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for them to give the thumbs up. You cheer them off.
Sure.
Last night, it was rabid waving goodbye. I mean, that's something you do when they get six fouls, but they were, watch the video. It's there for your eyes. And then I also had a lot of people responding to me,
hey, well, eventually they cheered KD. Yeah, kudos to the Raptors players for looking around and being like, what are you guys doing? And trying to get them to adjust. But their first initial reaction was to cheer. I've got a lot of people tweeting me, oh, they cheer, they cheer, they cheer. Don't do fake outrage, which for some reason, Gary Ellerson of the Big Show is retweeting all those. I don't know what Gary's trying to start with me, but he better know to back off.
Uh-oh.
All right? I just want to put that out there.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Gary's all mad because his Raptors lost last night.
Well, you know, maybe we need to settle something between you two guys right here on Chuck and Winkler. Maybe we need to have it all out between you guys because this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, Gary's trying to troll me.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's affecting you in a little bit.
I'm just calling him out, man.
So let's find out. Well, let's find out why. Let's find out what's going on here. Why is he coming at you?
Because I made fun of his guy Drake, I guess.
Oh, he's a Drake fan?
He must be. That's the only way to explain this. He's either a Drake fan or a Raptors fan. I don't get it.
Okay, well, we need to get down to the bottom of this. He's continued to, you know, you guys are going to go back and forth like this. So this series, yeah, it's going to be extended to another game. I still think Toronto's going to win. I think Toronto may not win Thursday, but momentum is clearly on Golden State's side. I think the Raptors are going to find a win it in Game 7 on Sunday night.
I think that's the most likely outcome, right?
I mean, what a hell of a comeback.
Warriors win Game 6 with a little momentum, and Toronto is able to outlast them at home. I mean, without Kevin Durant, we've seen how good Toronto is against Golden State and how disoriented Golden State looks at times. And yes, that bench for Toronto did not have an impressive regular season. I think we all thought that the Bucks bench was better, but Toronto's bench has been very good. And even though they only go a few deep, I mean, Norman Powell's really the only guy, you know, when they sub guys in and out, you think, all right, here's the guy we can exploit. But when you take out Gasol and put in Ibaka, or when you take out Danny Green and put in Van Vliet, it's like they don't lose really anything. In fact, they might gain. Norman Powell is really the only guy that they're playing consistently that you think, all right, maybe you can exploit him a little bit, but even he's prone to go off at times.
Yeah, so, had a rough night last night, though.
You know, really, there's not the Raptors, for as much as we thought their bench was bad, there's really never a time on their floor where there's a weakness. Then you look at that lineup they were talking about that the Warriors put out last night, where it's guys like Bell, and they've had to go to Bogut now, and Jarebko, and it's just like these guys, Quinn Cook, I mean, Quinn Cook's a nice player, but I don't think the Warriors expected him to get major minutes in the fourth quarter of an NBA final.
Well, when I see Bogut out there, I mean, it looks like he's one big ace bandage out there. I mean, all the injuries that guy is
That's the MVP
through.
Of the Australian League and, this year, though, my man.
But he's still playing. And that's which is amazing how the guy is still glued together. He's 34 years old, but he's been around forever. I mean, 34. Doesn't seem like he's like 44, that Bogut has been playing forever.
Isn't he only like 32?
34. 34? He's going to be 35 coming up.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like he's been playing a long time.
2005, I guess, 14 years. But still, I mean, look at his legs. They're all bandaged up, but he still, I mean, he had some amazing tip-ins in Game 2, I want to say, or Game 3. I mean, still, he got 2 minutes of playing time last night, but, you know, they obviously Golden State, if they didn't think he was worthy of being on the team, they would have never signed him to begin with. So there's been an affinity for this guy for a couple of years now.
Sean says, I didn't care at first who won, but now with the Toronto fans cheering the KD injury, I want them to lose. And then this is from someone named Shannon, who you may know.
Uh-huh.
Changed teams after that whole being disrespectful to other players who get seriously injured. Unreal and truly classless. So now your girlfriend's on Team Warriors.
Yeah, she wanted Toronto to win. She was pulling for Toronto last night, and I was like, boy, you know, this is a team that beat the Bucks. It's hard to.
Well, she wants you to win a little bit of scratch.
No, I don't think that has to do with it. She was before she knew I was going to win some scratch on it, or potentially to win some scratch. So she, I don't know. That's news to me. I didn't know she switched over to Golden State after last night.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Kansas and talk to Kian. What's up, Kian?
Kansas.
How are you guys doing?
Now, this isn't Kansas.
Are you? Can you not be on speaker?
Yeah, hang on a second.
That's what a phone sounds like in Kansas, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Or not right, be on your oil can. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you remember, Chuck, but I'm the guy who used to own the old bamboo bar.
Yeah, you're the one that ran into Jordy Nelson's mom and the day he got cut or something?
I thought he asked me.
Correct.
Shawno. Shawno, you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But I live in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember you calling.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You guys were talking about favorite or best dad phrases.
Oh, sure.
My dad was in the military. We were stationed down at stationed in Washington, D.C., and we were living in Maryland. I played my fifth grade year. I played Pop Warner football. Our football team was undefeated. Our defense was never scored on. So that was my first taste of football. So in my sixth grade year, I was playing for another traveling team. And a kickoff, I was the fastest kid in the team. We were kicking the ball off. I got possession of the ball, but the guy came in at the last second and put his paws on it. They awarded the ball to him. We lost by 2 points. And I went to the bench, and I sat down and threw my helmet on the ground. I started crying. I was just beside myself. I didn't know what losing was about. So one of the mothers of the other player in the team comes up and says, "Okay, and it's okay. It's just a game." And my dad, retired colonel in the Army, walked up to that lady and goes, "Let me tell you, you show me a kid that accepts losing, I'll show you a loser." And that woman's eyes got about as big as a saucer. Nowadays, you couldn't say stuff like that, but that's the way it was back in when we were young, Chuck. You're only a couple years younger than I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. I get that.
So, I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in.
No, that's a good one. That's part of your Twitter Tuesday question, which I'll get to in a sec. Have you run into Jordy's mom at all lately? That's what I really want.
I have. I talked to her maybe 2 weeks ago. Jordy's back here in town. They're going to have he has an annual golf outing. I believe it's this weekend. They pick out two or three people here that got cancer for whatever reason. It's 1 in 4 here, and I think it's because all the farmers dumped all the stuff back in the 60s and 70s in the ground. But cancer is huge here, so he has a big benefit every year. So I do talk to her, and he'll be coming in the store, I'm sure, as soon as he gets settled. And I'll be chatting with him as well.
Because the Packers are bringing him back in August, you probably know, for a one-day contract. But my suspicion is Jordy wants that to be a real contract.
Well, he was just on a radio station here in Manhattan, and they were talking about the retirement and so on and so forth. And he says, "Well, you know, if the Kansas City Chiefs called me up, it'd be hard for me not to go play for my childhood favorite team."
Oh, and so, they need some receivers.
They got that one kid who got in trouble, but they just got this. I think their first round pick was a receiver. I think they're pretty loaded.
Losing Hill's big.
Right. Oh, it's huge.
So Jordy would go back to the Chiefs, huh?
According to a radio station here in Manhattan, well, Manhattan's only 30 miles away from here. It's from K-State. That's where he went to college. So that was the big buzz. Right now I'm working at the locker plant. That's my morning job, and then I'm the night manager at that grocery store. And, of course, all these guys here are big Chiefs fans. That was a big deal. They were rubbing that in my face. "Jordy's going to come back. He's going to be a Chief." My dad's never going to happen.
Oh, interesting. All right, Keen, thanks for the call. Good to catch up.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Have a great day.
And what Keen was alluding to is your Twitter Tuesday question today. It is, what's the best piece of advice your dad ever gave you? You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag CWLunch. You'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Summerfest and $20 to Perkins.
Interesting. Okay. The draft is a week from Thursday. We haven't even thought about the draft. I haven't, at least. Have you looked at the draft at all?
I did. I read a couple mock drafts last night.
Yeah? I mean, like, about the Bucks selection?
Yeah, there'll maybe be a shooter there. The speculation is maybe they... I guess I thought they'd, like, package it with Snell's contract or something. I don't know how valuable pick number 30 is, but if the Bucks do draft there, you got to get a guy that can shoot.
See, Anthony Davis has said a couple of teams that reports are that he would be traded to the New York Knicks is one of those teams, of course.
Yeah, I don't see the Bucks on this list.
No,
like they
or Lakers.
Reportedly were the first time.
Lakers are another team he wants to be traded to, but how about us here? I was hoping that the Bucks would be on that list. Get AD here, and maybe that Toronto series might have been a different story.
It would have absolutely been a different story.
Absolutely, you're right.
Well, I thought Toronto should have traded. I thought they should have traded for AD. But what I would have probably offered in that trade was Siakam, and Siakam's a player, man. Siakam,
sure.
The way that he attacks,
but he's no Anthony Davis.
No. But if you're, I figured you'd just get Anthony Davis for like a rental, because I thought if you're Toronto, you have Kawhi, you're going to leave, and then go all in for the finals this year. they have gotten themselves to that point, and it looks like they didn't need them.
Yeah, New Orleans wanted more, and they still want more than a rental. They're not looking to lose salary cap relief there. You trade for Anthony Davis. Man.
No. I'm saying that Toronto would have got the rental in Davis.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you meant expiring contract.
I thought if Toronto is going all this way, all in with Kawhi, you might as well go even further.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was hoping we would get him here. I mean, I wasn't holding my breath on that, but I would love to see Anthony Davis.
I just don't know what assets we have to even be talking about this.
Yeah. Guy named Chris Middleton.
But he's not signed.
I know. I'm just saying. Back when he was signed.
I guess.
No, when he was under contract. I would have been all for that midseason move.
You're going to hear a lot today about how the landscape of the NBA offseason has changed with last night, and that's absolutely true. I mean, Kevin Durant, I was starting to lean that he was going to re-sign with Golden State. The Knicks were still the odds-on favorite. The Nets were in play there. The Knicks right now, at least earlier this week, they were 15-1 odds to win next year's championship. They had like the fifth best odds. The Knicks, who don't have anybody, but they assuming
they're going to get these guys
through trades or through Kyrie and KD. Kyrie seems like it's likely he could be a Net. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, a lot of rumors that he could go to KD or go to New York. But now I would think that the Warriors, you could look at it the way that Horvat was earlier, where he thinks that Kevin Durant and his guys might say, let's get out of here. Or you can look at it the way that I'm thinking is, if I'm Kevin Durant, this next year I'm going to have to rehab. I'd rather rehab in a place where I'm comfortable with the people that I know already, and that's Golden State. I'm sure they'll feel the need to, compensate me for getting hurt, although I don't blame Golden State at all. I don't understand the argument that Golden State should be blamed for rushing Kevin Durant back. He's a grown man. It's free will. Sure. I don't think they forced him to play by any means. Now, with Steve Kerr playing him too much to start that game, I mean, it's all, again, Kevin Durant, my understanding last night was he was checking himself out when he got tired.
And I don't feel Golden State, there's nothing on Golden State that says, oh boy, KD got hurt on our watch, we should re-sign him. They don't owe him anything. This is a business, man. They don't. The fact that he went out and played, he could have said he didn't want to play. They didn't force him to play. This isn't on Golden State. At the end of the day, it's not anybody but Kevin Durant. If he felt that he couldn't have been, he wasn't healthy enough to play, he wouldn't have played last night. So no blame on anybody.
I mean, listening to their GM last night, Bob Myers, speak about him.
Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to. He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. A good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
That's pretty sentimental stuff. And yeah, it was in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens as this plays out. But I would think that Kevin Durant is going to stay in Golden State, where they give him a year to rehab, pay him, and hope he comes back for late in the playoffs next year.
Yeah. Boy, that's a tough ask. Now, somebody would have followed up on Bobby Myers there when he was crying. Someone said, would you guys be willing to offer KD the max contract? And he would have dried his tears and said, well, let's not go too far on that. It's in the moment right here.
Yeah, nobody would ever ask that question, ever. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The Brewers and the Astros. You think this is a World Series preview tonight?
Oh, the Brewers and the Astros.
That's what it's being billed as.
Two teams that were in opposite leagues a few years ago.
Oh, that's a good point. KD is a player option, I think.
And, hey, one more thing about this. Brewers get to use the DH tonight. So that means you'll probably see Travis Shaw in the lineup against the right-hander.
Oh, yeah. KD's got a player option with Golden State for $31 million. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, so he could opt in.
You opt in.
Why wouldn't he? Unless there's some other fool who's willing to give him max money for $35 million a year, guaranteed. Because there's no guarantees coming back after a year. There's no guarantees coming back from this. If he comes back and he's a shell of the player he once was, he's not going to get $31 million anywhere else.
No, that changes a lot.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Jerry, for bringing that to us. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Again, your Twitter Tuesday, what is the best advice? you've ever gotten from your dad. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You'll be eligible to win $20 to Perkins, which could go a long way on a place like tonight. Dads, take your kids out for a meal, either Tuesdays or Saturdays after 4 o'clock. When you do that, kids get a free meal. So kids eat free. Tuesdays and Saturdays, you get a meal. Kids get a free meal Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins. Now, tomorrow, you want to talk about free meals. Head to PerkinsRestaurants.com today. Sign up for their e-club. Every Wednesday, you'll get a coupon for a buy one, get one. So you can get a free meal no matter who you take on Wednesdays. Tons of different ways to have some good food and not break the bank at Perkins all throughout the greater Milwaukee area. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins on the phone.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Bofording Beer. Bofording is Milwaukee's smooth drinking import. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler Show, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Winks. This is your boy Freems here too as well. Part of the show brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sussex. Enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages to homes and retail locations, delivering thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer.
No Brewer game last night, but the Cubs did play. And Chuck, I did something that I've been holding off doing, but I did it. I added the Cubs to my iPhone iCal.
Okay.
So they are now on my calendar, so I now know when the Cubs play every day, as this is a pennant race. And I need to know when the Cubs are playing because the Brewers and the Cubs are going back and forth for first place right now. The Brewers are in first place, 38-28. The Cubs losing last night knocks them a half game back at 37-28. They're out in Colorado. The Brewers start a two-game set against the Astros tonight. So I've not yet added the Cardinals. I'm not worrying about any wild card teams or anything right now. Just the Cubs I've added to my phone calendar, so I always know when they play.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I'm thinking about taking St. Louis off of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of...
Another five back, 500?
No, I know it's only five games back, but I don't know. It just seems like a distant five games. Of course, you never could count on the Cardinals. You know them.
Well, but every time that I, you know, think that their pitchers are going to get it going, they get shelled, and then Wainwright hurt himself.
Well, look, last
Molina's year, been out.
Last year, I kind of took him off my notifications. They made the managerial shift on a late Saturday night, and they fired
Matheny
and replaced
him with
Schilt.
Yeah, the Cardinals were for dead.
Yes, but then under Schilt, they came alive, and that got Schilt the full-time job. And, you know, they faded down the stretch. They lost to the Brewers. They got swept in that series, and, you know, they just kind of went away. But they got off to a great start this year. And now they're just kind of disappearing.
I mean, should we put the Dodgers on and try to care about home field advantage throughout these playoffs? Or
yeah, home field advantage didn't help us in the NBA playoffs.
Dodgers are 6.5 up on the Brewers for home field advantage, if that's what you're looking at.
You know what? I used to be all about home court advantage and all that for the NBA and baseball. Maybe it just doesn't matter anymore. Maybe it doesn't matter. You know, hey. Bucks had home court advantage. They had a decisive game five on their court, and they couldn't get it done.
I don't know. I mean, I know that this NBA Finals, the home team's only won once, but boy, home court advantage mattered in game three when Drake got into the Bucks' heads and they never were able to recover. My hot take yesterday, those of you that didn't hear, Drake cost the Bucks the NBA Finals, which I firmly believe.
Yeah, Bucks couldn't win a game in Toronto.
And I'm not kidding.
But losing game five here, that was ultimately what the deciding the swinger right there, because if the Bucks win that game, they got a game to play with in Toronto.
Do you think if the Bucks matched up against the Raptors in the second round, it would have been the same result?
Yeah.
I think the Bucks would have won 5 or 6. Something happened with Toronto. Toronto struggled against Philly.
Yeah, it went to 7, but Philly's a good team.
I think the Bucks would have had their way with Philly.
I mean, you sound surprised that Toronto struggled with Philly. Philly's a good team.
But Toronto, ever since they were down 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, you thought it was over, and they have looked. I've not seen a team with this sort of confidence since maybe the Warriors.
I think Philly, man. I mean, going into last night, now maybe that's changed. I thought Toronto is a team of they smelled blood and water against the Bucks. They sensed,
but they had no
weakness.
Reason to.
No, but they saw the momentum of that series had changed.
The Bucks were up 2-0, and it was laughable.
Yes, but then after they won, that game four in blowout fashion on a Tuesday night in Toronto, I was like, uh-oh, this is a series once again. And they came back to Fiserv, and when they controlled it down the stretch, and they were down by three going into the fourth quarter, and the Raptors ended up pulling out and hit all those shots, and it was like, oh boy, here we go. And then I think they just sensed blood, and now I think with the Warriors having those injuries, they sensed a little weakness going to Golden State, and they were not to be denied now.
I'll always remember last night. I'll always think it was game three. I mean, game three, they go to overtime, double overtime, mm-hmm. and the Bucks lose. And the conversation was, well, the Raptors, you know, had all those guys in foul trouble, and Giannis was in foul trouble too, and the Bucks, you know, they should have lost that game, but they almost won.
Nobody played well that night for the Bucks either.
Yeah, and I thought, but it still counts for the Raptors, and I thought that's, you know, that's kind of where it turned.
Well, I mean, and they got blown out in game four. And game five, I thought if they would have came back here and taken, we're talking like this series like we lost a loved one in our lives, which we did, the Milwaukee Bucks. When they lost.
You said series.
Oh, how about that?
Hey, sometimes Siri. If you say series.
Yeah, that's, I just did it again.
Yeah,
my Siri went off. Yeah, that series, I thought it turned to game five.
That's why we're never supposed to say Alexa over the air, because then people's Alexas go off.
Well,
so we should never say, Alexa, what's the weather going to be today?
Yeah, oh, no, don't
now
do that.
Now there's homes all over.
Yeah, boom, people boom, turning boom, us boom, off. Boom. Bill's daughter's name, Alexa.
That's true. You know what I found out is that some people keep their radio on at home, and then we're essentially talking to dogs. Did you know that?
Okay.
So some people that have dogs or even cats
are listening to us?
Will turn the radio on, or their Alexa, or their whatever, so that there's noise in the house when they're dogs.
So people have us on.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're like listening to us on the way to work in the car.
Sure.
But they also keep us on at their home.
I see.
That's why I was also told to never say Alexa, and then also to never bark, because then dogs start barking.
Oh, don't do that.
So I should never go.
You can go through a neighborhood. You can go through a neighborhood and find it. Please. Okay. How much is too much there, Bart?
I always try to find out.
You always try to push the envelope. You'll find out what go through.
Alexa, play a dog barking.
You know, you talked about 7:30 hitting a new low. Are you trying to break that here?
No, I feel this is the sharpest I've been in 2 years. Freddie Peralta, Brad Peacock tonight. 2-game set in Houston. You can try to bill it as a World Series preview if you'd like to try to get that juice.
Boy.
That's fine.
Yeah. Brewers 10 games over the 500 mark.
I just want to see the Brewers win a game down there. They've got Verlander tomorrow, so maybe tonight would be the one to win.
Yeah, I just want to see them split. Just want to see them, yeah. No, just, well, watch. They'll lose to this guy tonight. They'll lose to this guy, Brad Woodall, or whoever the hell is pitching for them.
Peacock.
Peacock. They'll lose the good old Peacock tonight, but somehow beat Verlander tomorrow.
Yeah.
And get it done. And then on to San Francisco this weekend.
Now, the Brewers don't know who's pitching tomorrow, or they do. Who is pitching tomorrow? They did announce that. Is it Davies? No.
No, Davies just pitched Woodruff? Saturday night. Woodruff just pitched, didn't he?
Do you know who's pitching Wednesday? Yeah, well, somebody's pitching Wednesday.
Oh, we had our producer around to look that up.
Where is Horvath?
Jeez.
Hey, find out who's pitching Wednesday.
What are we doing here? No, the Brewers have not announced yet.
No, Council said it over the weekend.
Oh, on Brewers.com, Adam McAlvey's site, it says TBD.
I know, but the Brewers said it over the weekend.
Oh,
so somebody tweet me who's pitching Wednesday. Who else is option? Who's on the staff?
Because we should not know this.
No, I think it's Woody. Chase just pitched. Just somebody find out.
Didn't
Peacock.
Woodruff pitch on Saturday night?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, they're going up against Verlander. Maybe they're trying to figure out, well, we're going to lose against Verlander anyway, so let's just, you know, let's see if we can give Brent Suter a couple of innings.
So Freddie tonight, Brad Peacock. The other intriguing thing is you do get the DH. The Brewers will probably just DH Braun one day and then DH Yelich the other, and then Gamble plays in the outfield. That's typically what they've done. I think that's what they did against the Twins.
Or give Kane a day off.
Or just let him DH. Mm-hmm. But in the past, you know, when they first called out Prince Fielder, wasn't that against the Rays 2 DH? So in the past, they had guys kind of 2 DH.
Mm-hmm.
Keston Hira would be a good option for that, but they sent him down. So I don't know if they look this far ahead to keep Keston on the roster. He still can't come up yet. I know there's been some discussion on the station about should he be up already. It's 10 days unless somebody gets hurt. So unless they fake an injury, which I heard somebody just go shove Jesus Aguilar's hand into like a drawer.
Nice. He might be benched the way it is tonight because they're going against a right-hander with Peacock as a right-hander. So you would think Thames is going to get the start at first base, and maybe Aguilar, maybe he's the agent. That'd be a bad move.
Papa Stets tweets in, it is Brandon Woodruff tonight.
Okay. Not tonight. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Freddie
Peralta tonight.
Freddie tonight, yes.
Freddie tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, Freddie pitched well in his last outing, going those six innings, striking out nine. Yeah, he looked pretty good. The Brewers have not announced their pitchers yet for this weekend series against the Giants.
But Jimmy's on Saturday. They did say that.
They did announce that. Yeah, but they haven't announced for Friday night.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I have a question for you about a second marriage. I didn't know who else to ask. I think that you would be...
Wait a second. That's some bad news. What do you mean a second marriage? Why would you ask me about a second marriage?
I have a question about a second
marriage.
I thought
your first marriage is going swimmingly.
My only marriage is going swimmingly.
Yes.
I have a question about a second marriage.
For a friend?
For a friend.
Okay.
I'd like to throw that off you, and we'll talk more about the landscape of the NBA coming up as well. Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250. We're on 105.7 FM. We're on 1250 AM. We're on your Alexa app. Just ask for the Fan Milwaukee. Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Spring
has been knocking on the door here with some corner kicks in quick succession. Will they cash one in? Becky,
Canada had their moment yesterday afternoon, all right? Their women's team won a game.
For what?
The Women's World Cup.
Oh, God. That's on again?
Which is going on.
Oh, God.
On the TVs, the ABC audio, video, flat panels.
Not on mine.
Across the room.
I got, I'm watching a little U.S. Open.
I was watching Lethal Weapon 2 in my room.
Practice rounds. Yeah.
Netherlands and New Zealand tied at zeros.
All three of us having different agendas. What else is new?
USA plays today, Chuck, 2 o'clock.
All right.
I might go down to the Mecca Bar for that one.
Yeah, I saw they're having something going on down there for hockey.
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. Okay, soccer.
Are they having something for hockey, too? Because big game 7 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big, giant TV.
What's going on there today?
I haven't gone there yet. I want to check. I do want to go.
No, you'll like it. I like it. Yeah.
Big TV like that.
Show meeting today.
Who?
The three of us at the Mecca watching World Cup USA.
No.
You're a patriot.
Yeah, you love America more than
I do.
George Washington.
And you love girl sports. So.
I do. But I don't have any interest in watching the soccer. None. Unless I'm betting.
But it's for America.
Well, we'll bet on it.
Well, I don't mean I want to have to watch it. I mean, I don't want them to lose. I just don't want to watch it. Don't want to watch soccer.
Wow, man.
Chuck's got a don't tread on me tattoo right on his thigh.
Are you saying I'm Zeb Coulter?
I'm saying you love America.
I do love America.
Zeb Coulter's got more mentions this week, probably in radio history.
He does, man. That guy's something else, man.
Everybody's at home like, who the hell is Zeb Coulter?
Yeah. If I could take a moment to ask a personal question.
Yeah.
And you're a guy who's been married.
Oh, definitely.
Multiple times. So I got a wedding invite to go to a wedding, obviously. And the thing is, I've already been to this guy's wedding before. So it's a second wedding.
Sure. Okay.
So I can't go to the wedding. Conflict, I can't make it. Do I send him a gift?
Can I ask you, how old is he?
He would be my age.
So he's working on marriage number two at 34, 35?
35.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. What happened the first time around?
They didn't even like each other. I don't know. Yeah. It was really weird. Okay. The wedding was weird. Right. They didn't like each other.
That sounds like being the first one.
It was so odd.
Yeah, those things happen. So you're saying for the second one, you don't know if you should show up?
Well, I'm not showing up. I can't.
Okay.
But I was wondering what to get as a gift, if anything.
Yeah, still.
Because I've already got him a gift.
Yeah.
And I don't know the wife.
Well, here's the deal. I've always heard, didn't work out for me, the second time around, it works out usually the second time around. All right, that's much better than the first time. You don't, you know, you made the mistake with the first one. You don't make the mistake with the second one. So, yeah, I think you still got to give him a gift. I mean, he invited you to the wedding. Get him a gift, yeah.
But did he invite me knowing I wouldn't or couldn't come, and he sent me a postcard so that I'd send him some money?
So that, well, I mean, could have.
No, because that costs money just to invite you to that wedding. You still have to book
the
spot.
Well, I mean, you know, who doesn't do that? And then all these people wind up showing up. And
but you end up getting, if you're giving him $100, you know, it's a little different.
I gave him $100 for his first wedding.
And how many years ago was that?
Five.
Oh, that soon?
They broke up like the morning of.
Okay.
I think I have a Packers media guide from last year if you want to just toss that in the mail for him.
Okay, like, they go, do you take this bride? He goes, I do not.
See, like for my second marriage, it was like a year.
Yeah.
So she kept like all the wedding gifts. She should have given back. Like my ex. I mean, if you buried for, I mean, I didn't take any of them. How she kept all those gifts and the money and all that after a year of marriage, I thought was pretty distasteful. I would have given it all back. She kept them all the way it was. And I would have given them back. I would have at least offered them, but she didn't do any of that.
So under the principle that people should give the gifts back?
Yeah.
So then I should get that $100 back from the first one.
Actually, you know something, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I paying this guy again?
Well,
I'm rewarding him for a failed marriage.
Yeah, I didn't realize it the next day. I didn't realize it was. I mean, if it lasted like 5 or 6 years, then no. But if it lasted, no.
Now, if you were to get married a third time, okay, whether you would invite me or not, I would give you a gift.
Because it would be the first time you've.
Right.
You didn't know me married the first time.
Right.
The second time.
And I know your girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm quite fond of her. She's very nice.
Wow. The nicest thing you've ever said about her.
Too good for you.
Yes. Well, that's not true. But okay.
Man.
That's not true.
The guys at this radio station have such egos, don't they?
No.
That's not true. I remember Radio Joe got engaged and he was like, she said yes, of course. Like, whoa. I don't think you say that,
of
man.
Of course he said yes.
Who's got a bigger ego in this building than you?
Oh, I have a huge one. My wife knows this,
though. Yes, we all know that.
I'm always like, I'm smarter than you. She's like, well, you're not, but.
Yeah. Harvey, we know that.
I'm saying all of us do. I was throwing myself.
Harvey, who comes around here every day asking, God, I should have my own radio show.
Should have my own radio
station.
So
there we go. Come on, Harvey. So, yeah. So we, everybody's got egos.
7 the horse.
Yes.
Is Kevin Durant coming back? You like NBA? We got you covered.
So, but under those, but yeah, maybe you should. Yeah. No, I don't think you should send him. I mean, if it's.
So then I'm not even going to send a card.
No. I wouldn't give him.
Because if I send a card and he opens it and there's no money.
That's worse.
He's going to be like, what is this?
That's worse. No. So. Don't even send a card. If you're not going to send money, don't even send a card.
Let me get some backstory here first. Okay, so how do you know this guy? How long have you guys been friends?
Is he I know him from college.
College buddy? No, I don't give him anything. Only most of my buddies are from grade school, like kindergarten on. If they get remarried,
and this guy actually slept with one of my girlfriends too in college.
Well, okay. Another one who just you really just did that.
One of your girlfriends
at college?
Do you hang out with him?
I haven't seen him since probably his wedding.
Oh, well, no. Don't even send anything back. Don't do that.
I've seen him one time since his wedding. I have.
Okay, well, that's still not enough. No, he's not a close friend. No, don't do it. I was one of those other guys, one of those fondle-like guys that you and I both know. Then it would be good. But for that guy who you barely know, forget it.
Yeah. I mean, I know him very well.
Mm-hmm.
We are friends. We could hang out today.
But if you know him very well, then why don't you hang out with him?
Well, just life. He lives somewhere else. Okay. I live here.
Where's the wedding?
I threw it away. I just threw the piece of paper away.
He didn't even look where it was? No, I would say don't do it. Now, he got married a short time, and he's already got $100 your buck money. I told you, I was married a year. And I think my second wife should be taking those gifts and giving back to those people who spent money on us. Because I don't know how she can rightfully take any of it.
Okay. So I'm going to give him
classless.
Nothing. Yeah. I'm going to give him nothing. I'm not going to send a card. I'm not even going to acknowledge that he's getting married.
Don't even congratulate him.
I sent an RSVP that said I can't come, and I said congratulations in the RSVP.
There you go. You've already done more than enough.
Yeah. Plenty.
Okay. I'm done.
You're good.
All right, so as far as Kevin Durant, that's going to be a big topic today. We talked a lot about it. You can catch anything you missed on the podcast, Fan on Demand, 1057fmthefan.com, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Also, another tip for you. Download the radio.com app if you haven't already. Favorite our station. Look on demand. When you scroll down, we're the first show, I think, that pops up. So you can listen to our on demand
first show
at any time. With that player option for $31 million, I would say...
That's what I was trying to tell you guys earlier. Why not just
then
take
why
that?
Didn't you?
I did say that.
When?
I said, why doesn't he just take the option and sit out next season? And you said, sit out the whole year? And I said, yeah. And you said, even the playoffs? And I said, even the playoffs. Take that option, you get your $31 million, or you could do this.
Oh, then I didn't hear you.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. So what you do is kind of like a DeMarcus Cousins situation, but you just don't come back the second half of the season. If I'm Kevin Durant, here's what I do. Opt in, get your money, and then sit out the entire regular season. The Warriors are going to win 50 games with or without you anyway. You know, they don't take a regular season serious. You come back in the playoffs, show that you could still be Kevin Durant, win another title. You know, maybe they win it this year and it's your fourth, maybe it's your third, and then you leave in free agency, get your money. Because we have to be honest, like, this injury, he's never going to be as explosive. But the good thing for Kevin Durant is I've never seen a jump shot like that. And like somebody said, his wingspan's like 14 foot. He's still going to be a good defender.
I mean, he was an explosive last night, and he made a huge difference in that game.
But I mean, what makes KD, because of his length,
right.
he could shoot, and he could take guys off the dribble.
He could get to
That's
the
part of his game. He's not going to get by on shooting three-pointers alone.
Well, you have to look at it, though, man. He's 30 years old, so... By that time, he's probably going to be 31, 32 years old, so he wasn't going to be as explosive. He's going to be at the back end of his career. Mm-hmm. That's why last night was so depressing to me, and I feel like a lot of people, a lot of KD fans, it wasn't just, you know, the injury, and it's one of the more serious injuries, if not the most serious injury. You think of Kobe Bryant, he was never the same, although he was old at the time.
That's what I'm saying.
DeMarcus Cousins is
why would
a great
you pay
example.
Max money for a guy who's not going to be, you don't know if he can be the same. If you're the Knicks.
Matthews.
Why do you pay all that money to, if you're the Knicks, why do you pay all that money to KD coming back from a major injury like that? You don't know what you're getting.
And that's the problem. If KD, even if he has this injury at 23, 24, we're like, he's never going to be the same. He's not going to be as explosive, but he could still be a great player. He'll still be an all-star. But having this injury now, he may have ruined the back end of his career. He's just never going to be the same. We got to be honest. I would still give him whatever he wants, max money, because he's still Kevin Durant. But that's why it was so depressing for me last night, because I was like, man, have to sit out a year. And just, that's why I thought that he injured it originally, because they say it's like a tennis ball, or like you could feel it. Remember when he originally injured it, like the way he grabbed it, I was like, oh man, that looks like Kobe. That looks like any other player that did it, the Wes Matthews one. So.
Well, I mean, you don't think like the Knicks should give him max money. I mean, if you're coming, if you got this injury.
If I'm the Knicks and I've been bad for 20 years, I would throw out a max deal at Kevin Durant.
Coming off an Achilles injury at 31? Hell no.
Oh, I mean,
man.
I would have given
hell no,
I wanted
man.
Parker here, so.
Hell no, man, no.
That's what's so crazy.
Before the injury, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Like, this changes everything.
You just really don't think he's going to come back and be anything close?
I'm skeptical. No. I'm skeptical. Well, you're talking about max money. That's franchise money. I mean, to think that
if Chris Middleton's going to get max money, why shouldn't Kevin Durant, injured or not?
History says that injury, man, you just do not come back.
Yeah.
I mean, Otto Porter's out there with max money. Doing what?
Well, but that's a bad decision.
That's
you want to make a bad decision to give Kevin Durant max money and thinking, man, he comes back and he's a shell of himself?
What's the worst decision?
It's Kevin Durant. When healthy, he's a top 10 player all time.
Yes, but when he's with his Achilles, that changes a few things.
And also, it's not Kevin Durant's first injury. Remember
Michael played the Washington. When he came back, people thought, man, he's going to be this. Michael Jordan's
Michael
come back to Washington.
Michael was 50 years old.
I know, but people thought the same thing. Oh, he's going to come back. He's going to capture some of that. And they realized, well, boy, he is older. He's not the same Michael Jordan.
If I was running the Knicks, I would give Kevin Durant the max.
Also, oh, boy, really?
Another thing to look at is look at his playoff experience, because like they say about LeBron James
but
right now.
But the Knicks'
like
futility, I throw
seasons.
Into that.
Yes, but okay. And if it doesn't work out and he just comes back and he's not one of the top 10 players of all time, then you're thinking, oh, man, what did I do here?
Do you max if you're the Knicks?
Man.
What else are they going to do?
No.
They're going to miss out on anybody anyway. Nobody's going there.
Also, then just spend $30 million on a guy.
I mean,
I'm under that way of thinking.
I'll tell you this. If I'm the New
Kyrie
York
Kyrie ain't going there. Nobody's going there.
If I'm the New York
they're
going
to end up offering a max to Middleton is what's going to happen because nobody's going there.
Then why even have a basketball team?
I mean, you gave all that money to
Carmelo
Anthony.
We're talking New York here.
Nobody.
New York.
Suck.
New York.
It doesn't matter if it's New York. They got the worst ownership group of all time.
Okay, then don't spend the money.
If you give Carmelo Anthony $290 million. when he's 28 years old, 29 years old, I'm pretty sure you give the max to Kevin Durant. And you take your chances because here's the one thing.
But if, it didn't work out for them.
If you are the Knicks or the Nets
so
right now,
just because it doesn't work out once doesn't mean you can't do it again.
No, 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 no. But if you want to spend it on unhealthy players, you're not going to just go out and give money to a guy who's playing with one leg.
This might be what lands Durant, though, to New York or New Jersey, because now you could show your loyalty. Hey, you could come here and we'll let you rehab. You don't have to play this year. And then if you're... Man, even if you get 60%, 70% Kevin Durant, though, I still think it's a top 10 player in the league.
Now, I don't know if I'm every 60%? Team. I don't know if I'm every team if I max Durant, but if I'm the Knicks, I would. All right.
And if that doesn't work out for you, you're gonna. I mean, that costs you your job.
I'll suck for the last.
Well, when's the last time you won a title? Anyway?
GM is gonna cost
if
him a job.
If my job's on the line, I'll take a risk on my job on Kevin Durant.
Out of 50% Durant,
I'm taking a risk here on you.
I took a risk on you 3 years, and I'm still, my blood pressure's going up. Got to have coronary surgery, probably.
Look at the history. Latrell
I'm
Spiro,
on medication.
Carmelo Anthony.
I'm back to drinking Diet Mountain Dews.
Alan Houston.
I'm back to drinking during the show.
Stephon Marbury.
Two 5-hour energies a day.
Steve Francis, Marcus Camby. They love throwing out bad contracts. Amari Stoudemire. You paid Amari Stoudemire.
Now we got this guy on our show.
Yeah, you won't shut up about old Knicks.
Amari Stoudemire.
We're not talking about that.
Get out of here. God, Horvy. Please.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Bill Michaels up next.
Someone give this man a show.
Every Tuesday at 1:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.